Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to Northwest Arkansas's newest podcast. I am your host, Juan Carlos, JC, and we have my co-host here, Enrique.
Hey everybody, Enrique here, like Juan Carlos said. Thanks for tuning in. Really happy to hear from you guys here in a little bit.
Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Man, you know, Enrique, how do you feel?
I'm feeling good right now, man. Feeling good. It's something new, and I think trying new things and doing things that could be maybe outside of your comfort zone, good for your character, I think. And I mean, I'm excited to get things going, man. How are you feeling about it?
Good, man. I agree with you. I think trying new things. I posted yesterday how we are turning an idea to reality. And I think that right there is definitely what this is. Being new into this journey, podcast journey, you know, we did want to bring something to the area that was different, something that I have not seen too much of. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Enrique, for joining me.
Yeah, man. Of course, dude. I'm happy to be here. Like you said, when you brought the idea to my attention, I thought it was good. You know, we sat down, we chatted about maybe like an hour and a half, I think is what we...
For real.
The time that we took.
For real, yeah.
The coffee, we're just talking. And I really liked it right away. So I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, man. You know, I did wonder what you thought I was going to talk to you about when I reached out to you, and I'd imagine something like this is probably wasn't even a thought. But I'm really glad that you joined me. You know, to be honest with you, I didn't have someone else in mind, at least at the time. You know, so if you were to, if you would have declined, if you weren't interested or so, right. Man, I don't know who I would have thought of, but man, again, thank you so much.
Yeah, dude, like, just happy to be here, man. I mean, I know whenever you first approached me, I honestly had no idea where you were going to bring up. A part of me thought that it was going to do with, you know, real estate, being an agent, maybe something to do with the team or what ideas you wanted to know about prospecting, whatever it is, right, in terms of real estate. So yeah, the podcast was something that I didn't expect at all.
Same, man. I know what you mean. Even for me, when I came up with this idea, I knew I had to kind of jump on it, and I thought of you, man. And so, like I said, man, I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate you giving me your time. And you know, just want to remind our listeners, if you're not following us, man, I really ask that you guys do. Like I said, look us up on Instagram. It is So NWA Podcast. But I really wanted to share with you guys where this idea of this podcast came from. And it is a Bible verse that really means a lot to me. And this is who Juan Carlos is down at his core, about serving others. And it is Mark chapter 9, verse 35. And it goes, sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. And for me, to me, that's just a precious, a really important scripture for me. It's, mm-hmm. like I said, it's who Juan Carlos is, my thoughts. A lot of the things when I meet with people, when I have relationships with people, friends and family, my foremost thought is what can I do to serve them? And you know, my close friends, my close family might say that, you know, I'm always trying to, you know, trying to maybe show them new things, but I'm always thinking, what's the best mm-hmm. that I can give them?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think just being able to give is super important, man. Being a giving person, being able to serve others, to be a resource, to be a guide or whatever, right? I think that's always very, very important. And yeah, dude, and just the idea is there to be a servant. And I mean, that verse right there that you shared, I think that's really powerful, man. You know, recently for me, faith has been super important on my everyday kind of being, mm-hmm. lack of better words. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just being able to share that verse and showing that being a servant and being faithful and thinking that that's important for others, that's huge.
Oh man, thank you. I support you in those things. And at the end of the day, like I said, it's a glory to God. That's the reason I'm here. And I just want to share that with people. But, you know, serving others and how that is through this podcast is also important. And just to kind of give an idea of what this and how this idea for me when people are on this show and what the audience might think what that means is. But, you know, just to get into, you know, just a quick bit to the area, you know, in Northwest Arkansas, you know, I was thinking, what can I do to create content or create something that recognizes people, recognizes the local area? You know, I love Northwest Arkansas so much. It has done so much for me and my family, my wife's family, and things like that. What can I do to really highlight this area? As you know, as we all know, this area is growing so much.
It's growing a ton. I mean, I know it's not real estate that we're talking about right now, but there's just buildings and houses being built all over the place. So, I mean, you can just see the impact that this area is having on people. And I think it's really important to highlight that and just kind of be aware on how it's serving our local community.
Right. No, it's 100%. And you know, like I said, this area is growing so much. And I had this thought. I said, man, what can I do to connect with people, to serve people, and to also capture their stories? And of course, you know, this is where we're at now, this idea, this podcast. And you know, for anyone who, you know, for our listeners, people that are going to be here, people that are going to be a guest speaker on our show, again, it's big or small, you know, it's your local, it might be your local business that deserves a shout out, that we highlight. It could be someone who is just a family friend that, you know, they are just bigger. I mean, like I was, you know, saying this yesterday, you know, if everyone knows like that one worker somewhere. It could be like a janitor, it can be a nurse. It could be you know, somebody at a company, and you're like, dude, that person, every time I see them, just blesses me, or you know, just has something about them that I want to highlight. And this is what that, what this is what this podcast is about, is to serve that person, you know, me and Enrique, to that person, that individual, know their story, share that story. And then whatever comes out of this podcast for, I don't want to say for them, for us. Yeah. Just a plus. Right. And I really just wanted to put that in the beginning to say, guys, we love people. We want the community to be highlighted. And we want to share that with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, cause if you think about it, you know, let's say we bring somebody here, like you said, it could be a local business owner. It could be somebody who's bringing a lot of value, maybe somebody who's involved in local events, whatever the case is. You know, we bring them on, we're letting people know their story. And I mean, that could bring our listeners tons of value. I mean, they can learn something from this person from listening to the conversations that are being held, listening to their story and how they got to Northwest Arkansas, how they were able to grow here and make it a home for them, and really just what impacted them about the community here in Northwest Arkansas. And so I think I just really want to know, Juan Carlos, why did you even want to have me be a part of your journey here with this podcast? I know you said that you didn't have like anyone else. That was like a backup. Let's say I told you, no, I'm not interested. And you said, oh, well, I don't know what I was going to do. But why did you even decide to sit down with me and present the opportunity to me?
Man, great question. Man, I got to say, you know, Enrique, and for the audience, you know, I've met, and I've known Enrique for a little bit less than a year. And we met through our real estate team, the Diaz team. We're both on it. And a shout out to Francisco.
Shout out the Diaz team.
Yeah, shout out the Diaz team, and shout out Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
So that is how Enrique and I, we met. And honestly, I hadn't shared this with you, but one of my first experiences with you, remember, we did our first open house together.
Yeah, we did. I remember, I think it was, I don't know who kind of brought the idea to me, but I think I was going to host it. And I said, hey, Juan Carlos, come with me. And so we went, and I told you, hey, we're going to do a Facebook Live right now.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
And I could tell you were a little bit nervous.
Bro, I was nervous. Yeah.
And I was like, bro, who cares, bro? Like, just take the phone out and hit live, and then you're good.
No, dude, that is a very true story. You know, so and I can think of these things that made you stick out in my mind, but to that story, yes, that was one of those stories that I said, man, you know, there's this guy on the team willing to come do this open house with me, and I just met him. He didn't have to, but he did, And, you know, I remember we were sitting in that house and we were just talking, you know,
yeah.
And I think just those conversations, man, dude, those allergies, remember that?
Oh, it was so bad. I was just sitting there like suffering the whole time for the 2 hours we had that open house.
Oh man, dude.
I was just like, my eyes were crying. I couldn't stop sneezing. Like my throat was itchy. I really, not one of my better days. I'll say that for sure. I was definitely dying with those allergies.
Dude, no, but yeah, that day, you know, just it left an impression on me. And then if you recall, I think the week after that open house, I had my one of my first buyer consultations.
Yes, I remember that.
And you challenged me. You said, "Hey, make after you're done with the consultation, make a video." And like I personally challenge you to make the video. And again, you know, no one really does stuff like that with me. No one really does. Mm. You know, I don't want to say challenges me, but no one really pushes me like that. Generally okay. speaking, in a good way. And right. And I was like, dude, look at this kid. Look at this guy. He's telling me, you know, telling me to do something and I don't want to back down. So you know what, in a healthy way. Yeah. In a healthy way. And I just said, man, I appreciate that. You know,
yeah,
I remember sitting in that car after I finished. And I mean, it took me like 30, 40 minutes to do it.
I remember I texted you. I was like, bro, did you make the video? And you said, yeah, I sat in my car for 30 minutes or whatever, trying to do the right take. And I thought that was so funny, but dude, I felt.
And it's on my Instagram.
Proud of you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I know it's kind of funny because you're older than me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I felt very proud that you were willing to do that risk and put yourself out there. Cause obviously putting a video of yourself on social media, I mean, that makes anyone nervous. Right. And so the fact that you were willing to do it, I mean, that speaks about your character. You know what I mean? That you're willing to do what it takes. Thank you.
No, dude. So that, and then just a few interactions we had like through the team. You know, Francisco had a little get together at his house and you know, I'm really observant, you know, and those are just some things I pick up on, but you know, bro, I like I said, I want to, highlight this for you, dude. You're a younger kid than me. But dude, I think you're really smart. I think you're very humble. I know that you work hard. And you got a good head on your shoulders, you know, and you are someone that I want to be, you know, around, right? Not, and even, you know, yeah. So, and as a reference, guys, you know, I'm 33, Enrique.
I'm 24.
So, yeah. You know, you kind of have this 9-10 year gap, but, you know, at the same time too, because of that gap, you know, there's a different perspective that Enrique has than I do. So to me, all those things, oh, of course, bro, you're Spanish.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I got to talk about my Spanish. I know we're sidetracking just a little bit. So I can read it. I can write it. I can translate it. But man, like there's obviously very specific words that I just don't know.
Oh, man,
and honestly, I feel that way also about English. So it's like, I'm probably not fluent in either language. But yeah, I mean, my Spanish, it could use a little tweaking, but I know more than enough to be call it fluent, quote unquote.
Man, dude, I'm telling you, my Spanish, I 100, man, I'm a no sabo kid, bro.
Come on, bro. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far. I mean, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, sitting here, I don't think I've ever heard you talk Spanish.
Man, if I don't have to, I'm not that I'm ashamed. Dude, my employees, you know, where I work, I have to speak Spanish pretty frequently, and it's just funny, man. They do help me with it. It's just, you know, certain words, and actually, I translate when I translate and talk in Spanish, I'm literally using my mind tells me like if I'm speaking English and that English word would be in Spanish, that's how I talk. So dude, already like I make this joke where like when me and my wife, we go to Mexico, bro, as soon as I open my mouth, man, I get charged extra, bro. They're like, man, charge that guy tourism tax, charge him whatever the American
that's
price.
So funny, dude.
And so a lot of times, like the few times we've gone to Mexico, I'll just have my wife speak.
There you go.
And, you
know, yeah, trying to avoid that tax.
Yeah,
to avoid that
tax.
You're very smart financially. That's good. Like, that's what matters, man.
It is exactly.
Gotta save the pennies when you're on vacation, bro. Every dollar counts when you're spending money
that's
on your
so
vacation.
Funny. So, but it's all those things, man. Like I said, good head on your shoulders. You know, you're humble. You're courageous. You know, you challenge me in that sense. Mm. I think you're funny. And again, you know, so all those things, I think a combination, really, I think I'm glad that you're sitting here with me, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate the kind words, you know, I mean, obviously you don't have to sit here and tell me how you feel about me. And so I appreciate it, man. So it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm a good person. So thank you.
You know, and you know, it's even for our listeners too, you know, I want them to, the big three things that I have put, you know, kind of for this show, mm-hmm. right? Is genuineness, you know, being authentic, sure. yeah, having fun and engaging, mm-hmm. you know, fun is just really being who we are as people. Yeah, a lot of things nowadays are really serious. A lot of things going on in, you know, just part, you know, in our world. And really, I want to, you know, be a light in the world. So, you know, being genuine, being fun and engaging, you know, mm-hmm. so those things are like a big, you know, kind of like the big three for this podcast, that tone for people. But, you know, moving on, you know, from that, you know, man. So Enrique, tell me how you got here, man. Tell me,
how did we end up here in Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah, no, how did you end up in Northwest Arkansas? Talk about your family, man. Tell me about, you know.
Well, I guess we can start from the beginning, right? I mean, I don't remember the beginning. I don't think anyone does, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think you just subconsciously realize you're living by like three, five or six.
Yeah, through. Yeah, yeah.
Like you're playing like with a toy. Like, oh my goodness, I'm alive right now.
Man, why didn't I buy that house?
Bro, why was I being born during the 2000s, bro?
Yeah. Come on.
But no, yeah. So just a little bit about myself. I was born in Plainfield, New Jersey. Don't go to Plainfield, New Jersey.
You're a Jersey kid.
I went there when I was 12 or 13, and it seemed very dangerous, put it in that way.
I see.
So we left New Jersey when I was about 2 years old, so I don't remember anything. The only thing I could remember from New Jersey was playing on these steps with my sister, but that's literally it. I don't know nothing else.
Couple years old, maybe five or six?
I was like two.
Oh,
okay, I only remember like sitting on these steps as a two-year-old, and that's literally it.
Okay.
I don't know nothing else. I don't know what I did on those steps or whatever. But anyways, we left New Jersey and we went down to Florida. We moved to Hialeah.
Okay.
It's literally right next to Miami. So the Miami/Hialeah area is where we ended up moving to.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami, dude.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy, man.
It is crazy.
I bet you Miami, at least the Miami I have in my head now, I know for a fact it's not the same Miami it is today, because I have a very different vision in my head, obviously, as a child, compared to what it is now, because I see videos of Miami now and it looks very different.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I were to go back to where my childhood house was over there,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't look the same.
For sure. Yeah. No, I get
yeah.
You.
So we moved there from Jersey. We went to Florida. We were there for a while, and then we moved up here around 2008, 2009 when the market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
My father was just looking for, I think, work or whatever, and he had an opportunity up here. So then we ended up moving here to Northwest Arkansas, and we've pretty much been here ever since then.
Okay.
So like half of my childhood was in Florida, the other half, and obviously up to this point, has been here in Northwest Arkansas.
For sure, man. You know, how's life been here for you since you've been here?
I think it's been good. I know when we first got here, obviously I was a kid. I was like unhappy. I didn't know what was going on, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as time passed, and now that I'm a young adult living here and you know, just making my life.
Yeah.
Here in Northwest Arkansas, I mean, I like it here. I think it's good. And, you know, we got the best of both worlds, right? You know, mm-hmm. nature, we got city life, mm-hmm. quote unquote. Obviously not like New York or any other of those major cities, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like we have a good mixture of everything.
Mm-hmm.
To where I do enjoy our dynamic.
That's true. I really think that this area offers a lot of the amenities that the bigger cities have.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's not as condensed as, mm-hmm. as you know, bigger cities.
True.
It's a little bit spread out from, you know, all the way from maybe, you know, Bella Vista all the way down to Fayetteville.
I mean, we have so many cities here. I mean, just to name a few off the top of my head, what, like Silent Springs, Fayetteville, Rogers, Lowell, Springdale.
Yeah.
There's so many, right?
And it's actually, you know, I someone had, you know, a few of my California friends have reached. I'm like, oh, what is NWA, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, hey, it's Northwest Arkansas. And if you're a local here, if, you know, if you're from here, you know, we refer the whole NWA area, literally this corner of the state,
yeah.
right? So it's like taking 5, 6, 7, 8 cities and kind of combining it to one.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you might be, you know, if you're hanging out with your family, you might be in Bentonville for the first part of the day. And then you kind of drive down to Fayetteville and hang out a little over there.
Yeah.
And to us, we're like, oh, dude, you're still in the same city, right? It's like the unofficial big city for us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like people be like, man, Bentonville's so small or Rogers is so small. I drove for 10 minutes and I was in Lowell. And we're like, dude, you're in the same city, right? Because in bigger cities,
obviously different place and different name, but I mean, like you said, to your point, it's just this whole Northwest corner, like those, the five major cities or whatever.
Yeah.
They're considered that Northwest Arkansas. But you know, going away from that, you mentioned California and your friends.
Yeah.
That tells me maybe you're from California. I don't know exactly where from California you're from. So where are you from? How'd you get here?
Yeah, man. So, good question, man. My family moved here when I was about 5 years old.
Okay.
I was born in California. We moved here. My parents, they bought a home here. They lived here. And we had been here. I mean, I've been here ever since. Okay. So to me, there was a year or two that I moved back to California, like in grade school. But out of my 18 years of, basically my K-12 schooling, two of those years I was not in Arkansas.
Okay.
So to me, I believe, I was raised here in Arkansas. I grew up here in Arkansas. Like, this is home for me.
Okay.
I love the fresh cut grass. I love the trees. I love the open land. I love all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so born in California, moved here. After high school, I did move back to California. So, my mom is here. My dad's in California. So I went to go, live with my dad. Went to school out there. I always say I did like my 20s in California. That's kind of how I look at it. And then my wife and I, we just moved back. Well, we moved back 4 years ago, and we moved back home. Like, this is home for us. But like I said, in California, we enjoyed time out there, went to school out there, had my career. I worked in the hotel industry for almost all my life in California. That's what I did.
So did you meet your wife out in California then, or did you meet her here in Arkansas and then you went over there to California and then you came back? How was that?
That's a story, man. the short version of it is we met online.
Okay.
And while I was living here, and then she lived in California.
Ah, okay.
And when I moved to California, I met her.
Now I know the real reason why you went to California. You went to look for your wife.
Yeah, that's there what it was. Yeah, exactly. So that's how it was. And then, like I said, we got married at 23, 2014. We just celebrated 10 years of marriage.
Oh, so man. Congratulations. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge, bro.
Yeah, that's it right there. It's been magic. It's been magic ever since.
Yeah, there you go.
So Enrique, what do you do now? Yeah.
Well, right now, I mean, like you mentioned earlier, we're on the same real estate team. So I'm a real estate agent here servicing the whole Northwest Arkansas area.
For sure.
And I'm full-time doing that. Nice. At one point, I was working other jobs while working real estate.
Yeah.
But I decided, man, you know what? I really got to dedicate all my time to real estate, to helping my clients and servicing them and giving them my full attention. Yeah. That way they're not getting a disservice when they choose to hire and work with me. So that's what I do. And you mentioned you're in real estate. Are you doing anything else aside from real estate, or what's going on there?
Man, I swear, I do a few things, and for the audience listening, there's a very specific reason for doing these things, but essentially, I call it right now, the podcast makes it five, but I have my normal, 8 to 5. And then I'm also a bartender at a local restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. And funny enough, I do that because that's my people fix. Like, again.
Yeah, because you're very social. You're like a social butterfly, if you will.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
So I can see how being a bartender can help fill that need of having that conversation with strangers.
Definitely. I like meeting people. I like talking to people. But yeah, so I do that, and it kind of feels that. But actually, to be honest, I've always had almost two jobs most of my life.
Really?
I did. I really did. So I have my main job, and that is I really enjoy my main job. But then I pick this up like on the weekends and things like that. Sure. So I do that. Then after that, I'm a planning commissioner here in Pea Ridge. And I've been doing that for it's a little bit less than 2 years now. And so that's third.
Yeah. Whenever you told me about that, dude, I thought that was the coolest thing ever, that you're working on the commission for your city, So that just goes to show how truly, truly involved you are with the community here. I mean, specifically, like you said, in Pea Ridge. And I mean, I think that that shows the audience, man, this guy knows what he's doing. This guy's the real deal. Real deal.
You know, man, it's been such a learning curve. And some people, you know, may not know what that is. And just a very, very short, brief overview of it is, a planning commissioner, basically, we don't work for the city. But there is some compensation for it, but we are citizens of the town.
Sure.
You're getting, at least in this position, a planning commission for us, we get appointed. So you interview for it. You don't have to run for it like council or things like that. And you get appointed for it. And I interviewed for the position because there was one that was opening . And I really just, like I told the board at the time, I said, man, I'm not familiar too much with what exactly planning commissioners do, but I want to be involved in my city, you know, my town. Right. And see what we do. And again, what we do, people come, businesses, there's businesses, we go through like the application process.
Yeah.
If a business might open up in here in Pea Ridge, basically we're looking at the application, making sure that they're in compliance with coding or code and zoning and things like that. You're looking at blueprints, you're meeting the developers, you're meeting, essentially the owners or things like that. And you're just, you as a commissioner are trying to do the best use of the land for your town, for the city, town, you know?
Okay.
And so there's that responsibility that you are representing your neighbors, right?
Sure. Like,
you know,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to look out for everyone's best interest.
Correct.
Which I can see it being a little bit challenging.
It is. Right. It is. Yeah. Right now, Pea Ridge, you know, we're really busy. We got a lot of subdivisions going in. This is the number one topic and is, when are they going to make the roads bigger here in Pea Ridge? We got two main highways in and out of Pea Ridge, and they're both only, they're two lane highways, right?
Yeah.
So, and actually just a quick, I say this, a quick,
like side note?
Side note. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will be having the mayor of Pea Ridge on soon.
That's gonna be exciting. Man,
you know,
yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting the mayor, dude. I've never sat in a room with the mayor before, so that's gonna be a cool experience, dude.
And actually, this is a shout out to him. He's a great guy. He's worked so hard for the time that he's been here in Pea Ridge.
How long has he been the mayor?
I want to say I think the year that I, no, it was the following year, so back in 2021 or 2022, he's been the mayor of Pea Ridge. Nathan Sees is his name. But for me, now that I'm kind of involved with the community and the city, I really recommend and I highly suggest people wherever you're at in Rogers, you know, Centerton, Siloam, Rogers, Bentonville, Springdale, go to your planning commission meetings. You will learn so much about your town, your city,
if you want to learn. Yeah, of course.
But I'll always say this, now that I'm more involved, if you're not involved, then you can't really, I guess you can say, you can't really complain later.
Let's say they make a decision for something like a road or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's something that you may not be for.
Yeah.
I can see your point from what you're saying.
We as planning commissioners, we want the voice of the community. You know, something, an issue might come, or not an issue, like something will come up and you would think that the town might come in and speak on it. And you might just have one person, right? And again, every city's different. But just get involved. You know, that's a big thing with you know, one of our civil duties, right? Just get involved with the community. But
that's cool.
So I just to wrap that up. So I do that. I do real estate, and I do real estate part time. This year, I've really learned a lot, and I think in the future, I think there'll definitely be that transition to full time. And then finally, is this podcast, right? So the podcast is number five. That we're doing.
Man, but you are a busy bee.
I'm going to tell you, very careful planning, very careful, organization is super important.
Oh yeah. That's key for anything, man.
Yeah. Especially for, you know, for like real estate and things like that. But man,
absolutely.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for all the things that I do that they work with me on it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's another thing. It's not, you know, the planning commission meetings are the same, you know, that first Monday of every month, or sorry, first Tuesday of every month.
So you're meeting once a month.
Yeah.
With that
meeting. Okay. And then there's reviews and things like that.
Right.
For bartending or being a server or whatever, again, that's like a scheduled, shift in advance, so you have notice, right? If it's the weekend, the podcast, you know, that's something that takes my, you know, is a new thing that I've added, but with coordination, it really makes it work.
So. It should work out well. You know, just being smart. And I personally use Google Calendar a lot.
Oh man.
To schedule my day.
Yeah.
And I didn't used to do that before.
Yeah.
Once I started doing that, man, I feel like my whole day, if it's busy, that helped me keep it super structured, man.
Oh man, that's good.
Like it really like physically puts it in my mind that I have to do this. And if I don't look at it and I don't check mark whatever I have to do, then it's like messing with my brain. So that really helps keep me in check, at least. So for the audience, if you need like help with being more organized, I would recommend Google Calendar.
Google Calendar, man.
That's what I use.
Yeah. And you know, it's setting those habits that really make a difference.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, it's so funny. Like even if I'm going to have a dinner with my wife or we'll go out, and obviously if it's not on the spot, I'll put it on the calendar. I think just visually, I'm a visual person. So if I see that visually, I'm like, oh cool, I got 2 hours from this meeting to that meeting or something like that. Oh great, I'm good.
Bro, sometimes I just forget that I'm doing stuff, so I have to look at my calendar, or I'm not gonna remember. If it's not on my calendar, then I'm like, oh, I don't gotta do anything. Next thing you know, somebody's calling me or texting me, hey, well, were we supposed to do this or not?
Oh man, that's a bad feeling right there.
So it hasn't happened to me that often, maybe like once or twice, but when it does, I always feel pretty guilty about it. So I gotta utilize that Google Calendar, being organized, man.
For sure, man. So what's been on your mind recently that you want to share with your listeners? You know, what's on your heart? What's on your mind, man?
Man, to get a little bit deep, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, faith, you know, having faith, I think is super important. I think for a long time, I didn't have faith in, you know, whatever you believe in. For me, it would be, you know, like the Catholic Church and God and Jesus Christ and all that. For a long time, I didn't believe in those kinds of things. And I think recently now, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I mean, I think having that faith and learning to have something positive in your life is so important, you know? So I've been thinking a lot about my faith, and I feel I've been going on this spiritual journey and growing that faith and becoming more appointed with that. And I mean, I think it's good. I mean, worst case scenario, if it's not true, I mean, you just had something positive in your life every day, you know.
just
to point that out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
man, that's great, dude. You know, I support you on that, and that actually for me too. The year 2025 was my year to also grow my faith too. So you know, man, that's awesome, brothers already. You know, me and you, and that's great, dude. But
yeah, what about you? Aside from faith, anything, or if it was faith, has that been on your mind? What
it has, you know, this podcast really stemmed from that, you know, like I said, that Bible verse of who one is.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, what's something that I can do to connect with people, right? I mean, I'm basically turning something that fuels me, like something that I do, just, you know, podcast or not, that's just something that I do, but now turning into kind of, I don't want to, it's not a hobby, right? It's really a passion, but turning that passion into a project.
You're turning it into reality, like you said.
Yeah. And getting people on here, because I think, again, everyone has a story to tell, but you know, going back to this area, going back to what we have to offer, what this town is, what's going on in this town, where we'll be in 5 years and things like that. Man, I feel like there's going to be a number of, you know, we're going to have a number of guest speakers on here. I just want that somewhere where someone who comes in a few years down the line can jump on our podcast and say, what do they have? You know, I don't know. That's funny. I keep thinking of Kennedy's Coffee because they've been here for so long. Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, if you know Kennedy's Coffee, shout out to them. They've been here since 2003, you know, and, you know, now we have a lot of coffee shops, but you know, they're an OG, man. Yeah. Straight up. If back in the day, if you went to Kennedy's Coffee, like it was nice, right? You had Starbucks and you had Kennedy's Coffee back in the day. But anyways, you know, so I think of those stories, I think of those people, whoever decided to make that, and just hear it and say, wow, you know what? Kennedy's Coffee has been here for over 20 years. I don't even know who it was.
It's just interesting to know, like, why they made their roots here. You know what I mean? Like, why did they pick Northwest Arkansas to make a coffee shop, or make a restaurant or a entertainment thing, whatever it is, right? Like,
right.
What made them pick NWA? Like, what led them here? What was their journey?
Mm-hmm.
What was their impact with this area?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I think sharing that is really important.
Capturing
it, you know, making sure we know things about our local area that are going to be thought about forever, you know?
And you know, this isn't about real estate necessarily. This is not about like, oh, what, you know, we, Enrique and I are in real estate, but this is not about that. Like I was saying, you know, my goal or the goal for the podcast is to really get people from the hospitality industry, restaurants, venues,
everywhere,
you know, hotels, and just talk about their story. Like I keep thinking of the Motto that just opened up in downtown Bentonville. Super cool hotel, right in front of the Ledger building. Getting the person, you know, who designed the Ledger building, or at least trying to, or getting the owner, whoever it is, to just talk about it. Dude, the Ledger building, if you don't know, is the first bikeable building.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to say in the States, like in the United States.
I don't know. I don't want to say that and then be wrong. I just know that here in our area, it's like the only one.
I mean, it is.
That I know for sure. Here in our area, yes. Yeah.
So if you don't know what that is, Google the Ledger building, Bentonville, and you'll see it. And again, it's the first
bikeable building. They got a coffee shop downstairs.
They do. Airship Coffee. Yeah.
They make good coffee too.
They do. I like the coffee. We have so many coffee spots, but not in a bad way at all. I love it. Like, mm-hmm. I love the variety that we have here. But to that point, you know, healthcare industry, getting people in here, dude. I want to get my chiropractor in here. Seriously, I shout out to doctors.
Dude, we're gonna be like halfway through talking. Next, you know, all you're gonna hear is clack 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 clack. It's gonna be popping your back.
Yeah. That's funny, dude. But in this case, Dr. Smith, his office, dude, is right across the street on from the new Walmart home office.
Oh.
The guy's been here. Like, I can, when I go to get adjusted, you know, on his wall, you can see this guy's been here for, again, a long, long time. So to get his perspective, his ideas, his experience of the area, and then now, you know, he's I don't know how old he is, but now, dude, the new Walmart home office is right across. He can walk across the street to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? You know, he has his building. He's been there forever. So anyways, so just things like that. So yeah, healthcare, public education. Everyone knows a principal, teacher, counselor, athletic director that they made a huge impression on. Let's get him in here.
Yeah, man. I think
you got somebody like that.
I do. I have a few people in mind. One teacher that I can think of, his name is Mr. Berdez, and he. So I to give a little backstory, I went and graduated from Rogers New Technology High School. They are based in Rogers, Arkansas, and you know, like I said, 4 years of my high school there, I graduated, and he for me was a really good teacher because. And not just a teacher, a good person overall,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember during that time, it was my junior year in high school, and that's kind of around the time that a lot of people are kind of telling you, oh, you need to start thinking about what you want to do because after high school, it's the rest of your life, right? And I didn't know. I really felt that pressure, and I kind of was like worried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted his opinion and his advice, so I remember I reached out to him, and he actually took time out of his day to sit down and talk to me for like a good hour. Mm-hmm. Hour and a half, I think.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's
so
amazing.
To Juan Carlos's point, there we want those people here. You know, we want those people who've impacted you.
Yeah.
Whether it doesn't matter where they're from, you know,
their
story is just as important. The value they bring,
mm-hmm.
teachers, business owners, it could be your cousin that works at, you know, assisting the soup kitchen, whatever the case is, right?
Yeah.
I think those people have that story and that value.
Nonprofits.
Yeah, absolutely. All that good stuff.
Like
that. And we really want to capture that because that's what really makes our area here.
You know, and actually I did not mention this or maybe I did, but you know, so NWA really is serving others north of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So that is there right for that, guys. But man, you know, let me think, you know, as we progress in this podcast and just everything we've talked about, man, like, again, something that I thought was really funny. Something that we did in our post.
Yeah. I remember you texted me like, hey bro, what's your favorite food?
Everyone can connect with food, man.
And you know what I thought? I was like, is this guy going to like buy me whatever I tell him?
I see. Yeah.
And so I just thought it was funny. So to that point, you know, since we're talking about food, I mean, what would be your favorite food? Like, what do you think?
Man,
let's say you wake up tomorrow. Like, man, this is really on my mind right now.
Oh man. It's always between two things.
Okay.
My favorite food. Well, mom's food and dad's food. And I say that my mom, so my mom is Salvadorian. So, you know, pupusas, tamales, what is it? Horneado, right? Like all day.
What about panes rellenos? That's a Salvadorian
thing. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, horneado. Okay. Yeah, panes rellenos. Okay. Right. There you go. No sabo, right?
No, you're not no sabo. Right? No. But yeah, those are, bro. Man, like, what are they saying nowadays? Oh, that's bussing. Man, those panes rellenos are bussing.
Dude, I still say that's fire. You know,
I'll be honest. I'll say that's fire, and also say that's bussing, just because I have a 7-year-old brother, and I'm around him all the time, and I think it's just part of my lingo now. So
yeah.
I will use bussing unironically.
And actually, to that, you know, I'll say that when I'm around my younger brother and sister too, they got the new, you know, they're caught up in the new lingo, and I'll say it, and they're like, dude, don't say it. But I'll you know how it is, guys. But yeah,
that's so funny, dude.
So my mom is Salvadorian, and my dad is Peruvian. Okay. So, and if you know Peruvian, Peruvian dishes, Peruvian meals, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, Peruvian food is, you know, their ceviche, lomo saltado, arroz chaufa, pollo a la brasa, things like that, dude. So if I could, I can eat, you know, if that's like 8 meals right there, right? It's 8 different dishes right there.
Sure,
so
sure.
I could eat that every day, all day. Well, actually, and pizza.
Pizza? And you can't go wrong with pizza though.
Bro,
pizza,
man,
pizza's good.
At night, man, and that's, this is actually my 6th occupation. At night, when everyone's asleep, man, I'm a Ninja Turtle, dude.
Bro, what? Just for the pizza slice?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, that's funny, bro.
Yeah, no. Yeah, man, I love.
There's just a lot, man. Like, I feel like with, you know, us being Hispanic,
I
think it's so hard to narrow down to just like one specific like dish in terms of like our culture. It's really, really hard because my fiance, shout out Emily. She's Mexican, right?
Yeah,
and I'm Honduran. You know, our cultures and our foods are very different.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Mexican food,
it's bro,
so good.
I love tacos, bro. You give me a good taco, I'm very happy.
Dude,
you know,
tacos, pozole, like all that stuff, man. Like their tamales, oh, dude, it's good, man. Like I'm gonna get hungry if I'm talking about all this pozole.
Let me see. All right, let's do this. Favorite two dishes. Not including parents' food, right? Because everyone's gonna be like mom's food, dad's food, whatever. And it's a comfort thing. So it's so not including any of their dishes that they make. I'm probably gonna go with I'm gonna go with a good ribeye. Like you give me a good ribeye, medium. I'm gonna say medium well.
Yeah, go medium rare for me.
If medium, I'm rare,
medium rare,
bro.
I love medium rare.
Are you serious?
It's good.
Dang, dude.
Medium rare. I can't go rare though. The rare is a bit crazy for me. I can't do that.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. I used to, yeah, no, man. As you get older, I used to be a medium rare guy. As I got older, no good.
Excuse me.
You know, the internal is different. The internal,
we'll see how my body starts reacting to it once I get a little older.
For sure. And then honestly, a good pizza. I mean, those two things. I could pretty much have every day, you know, just I remember you said fried chicken.
I did say fried chicken. I love fried chicken, dude. Man, I don't know if it's the Honduran in me, but we have a dish over there called pollo con tajadas.
Never heard
of it. And it's fried chicken with fried plantains.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude. Oh, fried chicken, dude.
Bro, what?
I love it.
Pollo campero or what?
Pollo campero is also pretty good,
dude.
Like, so if you want like some, like, I guess, quote unquote fast food fried chicken, pollo campero is legit. It's there. It's good.
Yeah. So what's the fried chicken spot right now? Is it KFC? I think, or
no, not KFC. I mean, just frying the chicken at home, bro.
Actually, Harps has good fried chicken.
Do they?
You not had a Harps fried chicken?
I haven't. No, I don't ever go to Harps. So maybe that's why.
Okay, for their, they have fried chicken, and I would say give it a shot. See what you think.
I'm about to try it. I mean, I'm never opposed to trying fried chicken anywhere. Yeah, I love it.
So okay.
It'll be good.
That's too good, man. But you know, like I said, you know, kind of changing on, moving on over here and talking about now the Northwest Arkansas area.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah.
You know, if Enrique, you know, what do you tell people about this area? You know, again, if you've never been here, if you're talking to someone that a client called you, out of state client, you know, something like that, what do you say?
It's a bit hard because there's just so much in this area, but I mean, I think the biggest thing that I always like to touch on is that we're able to do kind of everything, you know?
Okay.
So if you're like a fit person who likes to be in nature and likes to hike trails and just be outside, be active,
yeah,
I highlight that because we have that here.
We definitely do. Yeah, we definitely have a lot of outdoor activities.
We do, for sure. But I mean, it's not just that. I mean, like you said, here the whole Northwest Arkansas area, it's almost like a mini city, if you will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe you aren't a fitness person who likes to go on hikes, or you just like to go out and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's restaurants, there's bars, and all that stuff. And I mean, there's just so much. I just telling you, you got the best of both worlds.
For sure.
I feel like it's pretty difficult to get bored here. I don't know what you would think, or if you have the same opinion, or if you think it would be different.
You know, it's similar. Yeah, it's similar. You know, this area is definitely, and again, the whole area is definitely outdoors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outdoor activity from, and you know, you might say, well, what is it? Why don't you guys rock? You know, it's mountain biking. We're a big mountain bike a community.
Mm-hmm.
We have
a lot of mountain biking trails. What do they say? I don't know if this is like self-proclaimed or not.
Oh.
But they say that we're the mountain biking capital of the world.
I've heard it many times. I think they say the unofficial. It's not yet there, but I would say the unofficial official.
Yeah. Unofficial official. I can see why. I mean, I'm not like, I don't go mountain biking all the time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone maybe 4 or 5 times.
Sure.
But the trails are always really clean.
Yeah.
And they're always full, man. Not to where you can't enjoy yourselves and enjoy the trails, but there's a lot of people who go to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I mean, that just kind of speaks volumes on the biking community here in Northwest Arkansas.
100%.
And especially there in Bentonville with the trails they have there. And, you know, you got Slaughter Pen, you've got, I don't even know them. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Slaughter Pen is definitely a popular
one. Rail Yard is another one, right? That's there in Dawson
Rogers.
Rail,
yep. Yeah.
The Rail Yard
one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. This is a really big biking community. And if you're not into the mountain bike part of it,
yeah.
We also have the greenways, right? The paved trails, and I mean there as and actually another a sneak peek is we're having a gentleman by the name of I won't say it. I'll just say that we'll have someone from Lane Shift here in the next coming weeks.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Lane Shift is, they're great local organization here in Bentonville, and I did a active transportation academy with them back in May. And I kid you guys not, the paved trails that we have here in, again, we call them greenways,
mm-hmm.
here in Northwest Arkansas is, I can take a greenway trail, which is a concrete trail, paved trail, from Bella Vista all the way to Fayetteville, you know, kind of.
They're all connected.
They're all connected from north, south, east, and west. It's, and they're continuing to add to that. So that's a combination effort from all the, you know, from Rogers, Springdale, and all that. But. Yeah.
So you can spend your whole day running around the
trails.
Dude,
you can be all day.
I mean, I don't know how your knees are going to feel after that. But I mean,
and another thing is e-bikes.
I love e-bikes.
E-bike is where it's at, man.
Yeah. They have this thing in downtown Bentonville. I think they're called YT. Essentially what you can do is you can go and they'll give you like 2-hour trial with their e-bikes at no cost.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you sign up and you have to, shout out to them.
Reach out to them and be like, hey, let's go.
So you have to sign up because I think they're usually pretty booked. So you want to make sure that you're kind of doing it maybe like a week and a half in advance. And I actually found this out through Francisco, our team leader. I went with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought it was so cool that they let you, you know, try out one of their e-bikes for about 2 hours. And mountain biking with that was like the best experience I ever had. Like that, I really enjoyed mountain biking when I went with that e-bike. It was good.
That's awesome. You know, I have done an e-bike on the paved trails. I can ride all day. You know, give me 4 or 5 hours on that. And to me, it's still like an exercise because it's not just the throttle like the scooters.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know,
you still got a pedal.
You still got a pedal. Yeah. So that still.
My quads are feeling a little bit sore the day after still. And because while you're there, you're riding, like, it really feels like somebody else is pedaling with you, like, at the same time. I really don't know how to describe it. But, like, let's say you push your pedal once or twice, it feels like it's pedaling 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that makes sense or if it translates well.
Yeah.
But, it's like boosting it.
Yeah.
And it makes going up, like, the hills or just, like, cruising, it makes it really, really fun.
No, for sure.
Yeah. So, something to do if you guys are wanting to try an e-bike, go to YT and then outside in Bentonville.
And actually, if I remember right, I think YT is right next door to the Ledger building.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yep.
It's very close. Yeah.
So, but you know, something I tell people when I talk about this area, and this is almost one of the first things that I really mention, you know, besides the people, That's the that is actually the part that makes it really good as well. That all the community, man, everywhere we go, at least almost everywhere we go here in Northwest Arkansas, man, everyone's just really nice. And I think that is what really makes this area really great.
Yeah.
You can walk down in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, you know, and I know some people are saying, oh, I wouldn't go there in Springdale, or I wouldn't go there in Rogers, or I wouldn't go there in Centerton or something like that. But I think, again, we're just talking about a general feel of this whole area. Dude,
yeah,
it just you're all right. You know, you are in a
good place. I feel like you could be walking down the sidewalk and people will like smile at you, or like they'll wave at you. Like, hey, still how's it going?
For you. Yeah. Exactly. You can wave to someone, you can pet their dog, you can and again, coming from a bigger city like myself, that wasn't really the norm. So
you know, so how was it? Let's say for example, you're walking down the street in California. What city are you from in California, by the way?
Oh yeah, so I live in Ontario, California, which is about an hour from LA.
Okay,
kind of close to the Riverside area, Rancho Cucamonga, Chino Hills area.
So let's say you're walking down, like a sidewalk in Los Angeles. What do you? How are the people going to react to you?
I just think, you know, I think a lot of times when you're in a bigger city, you kind of don't want to interrupt somebody, or you don't want to get too much attention from somebody else. I don't know. I mean, I remember when I worked in downtown LA for a bit, you didn't really like, you just did your own thing. You know, you didn't want to cause attention. You didn't want, you know, to.
Do you think it has to do with, and I don't want to say like safety, because I guess. Dangerous. I mean, I've never been to LA, so I don't know if it's dangerous or not. But do you think people are having that in their head, like, oh, I need to be cautious, I need to be safe, because I don't know this person. Uh-huh. Which, you know, that's good. You're exercising that right to be safe, which you should still do that here.
Right.
But
right. You know, it's been a few years. You know, especially, and I'll say this: when I lived in Ontario, it reminded me of Bentonville, Rogers area a lot. It was
Okay, that's cool.
I always told my California friends. In Ontario, I said Bentonville and Rogers is basically Ontario in 20 years. Like, that's kind of how I described it.
Okay.
Again, give or take.
Sure.
But then you'd go to LA, it would just be different, you know, different. I would say Ontario was nicer. LA was, you know, not as nice as Ontario or something like that, or Rancho Cucamonga or something like that, right?
Right.
So I always did say that. But, you know, when I worked in downtown LA, you kind of just did your own thing. You didn't really bother anyone. You didn't really look at anyone. Okay. You just looked straight ahead. Didn't open the door for anyone, or just I don't know. I wonder
if you get like a funny look if somebody, you hold the door for somebody, you think like, what are you doing, bro?
You know, or they might be like, oh, thanks, or they might not say anything. You know, I always tell people, you know, when I talk about this area, is that yes, this is the home of Walmart, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Started out in Bentonville, good old Sam Walton.
Exactly, dude. And just for reference, Bentonville has is Walmart home office, right? Corporate office. Got a lot of corporate people here in this area, a lot of execs, a lot of money, and it is just what it is. Then you have Rogers, which is just south of Bentonville, right? And Rogers is a really great community. You know, I went to Rogers High School. I love Rogers. And then you have Lowell, which is a smaller city next to Rogers.
It's kind of like in between Springdale and
correct.
Rogers a little bit.
Correct, yeah. And Lowell is a home or a headquarters of J.B. Hunt.
Yeah, it's another big trucking company here in the area.
And then, again, we're going south. You go to Springdale, you have the headquarters of Tyson.
Yeah.
Tyson
good
Chicken.
Good old Tyson Chicken.
Man, everyone be eating Tyson chicken or pork or whatever, right?
You know, I don't know, I'm sure everybody knows this, right? But like by RHS, they have like the Tyson plant right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it always smells like chicken when I'm driving through there. Or it smells like food because they're doing stuff.
Heritage,
not Archer. Excuse me. It was Heritage.
Yeah, Heritage, yep. Yeah, no, I remember that. And then in Fayetteville, you know, you have the, you know, University of Arkansas.
You have the campus.
So you have the campus, you have the, you know, all the sports teams.
You know, they said that recently in Fayetteville, if I'm remembering correctly, I think they now hit a population of 100,000 people.
Oh really?
Living in Fayetteville.
Oh man, I gotta look that up, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to fact check it, but I think it's accurate because I mean, you have the campus there, and I mean, you got people going there, and then a lot of people are just, when they graduate there, they tend to stay here locally, at least to my knowledge. So, I mean, you have a lot of the people here too, just going to U of A. So, there's a lot of people living in
Fayetteville. I just Googled it, and it said, it was 101. So, 102,000 people in 2023.
Oh, so it's definitely more now.
Yeah,
2025. It's definitely way more than that.
Yep. Yeah. So
it won't be long before
the whole area combined. I think if I remember right, Bentonville was probably like around 60, and then Rogers was like around 70 or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. All I know is that they said in the next like 25 years, by like 2050 or something like that, it'll be like a population of 1 million people with all the cities combined.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Which, with the way we're growing, I don't see that not being untrue.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, for the folks listening, you know, this area, and like I said, the U of A, right, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
For the folks listening, dude, this area, and this is in, I mean, I got to say, like a 30-mile radius, you know, from Bella Vista to Fayetteville is like, give or take, 20 to 30 miles, right?
You can visit every, like, quote-unquote major city here in the Northwest Arkansas area, like, in a day.
Man.
Probably less, honestly.
Oh, yeah, in an hour.
Yeah.
You know, if any. But like I said, 20 miles from, you know, from Bentonville, you know, Walmart home office to the U of A is maybe like 26, 27 miles, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have these $1 million or $1 billion companies all in this area.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think about that, all the executives in there, all the management team there, all the employees there. So there's a lot of money in this area. And what I mean by that is just a lot of moving things. So you have a lot of wealth in this area.
Yeah. I mean, you got, well, let's think of, Sam Walton's daughter, I can't remember her name, but the Walmart, they're reinvesting a lot into the area.
I think you're talking about Alice Walton.
Alice Walton, yes. Yeah. You know, that company is, at least in Bentonville,
right,
they're reinvesting a lot of that to make the community what it is. And I think that's huge, you know, because we benefit from that. Even if you're not living in that specific
100%,
city, we do benefit 100%. From it because we visit it. Maybe we want to go have lunch in that city for the day.
Yes.
So for us, I think that's pretty valuable for our area.
And I think, you know, I got to say, it's not just those companies that make this area what it is.
No,
I mean, it helps, but I think it's a combination of things. I mean, it could be weather, it can be the land, it can be the amenities, it can be the attractions, it can be the way of life here in this area.
Yeah.
The combination of those things really give us like a really, you know, I enjoy my life here. You know what I mean? And to me, I think because of that, we get to grow as individuals and we get to, you know, just really enjoy a life in a different way that maybe a different part of the country.
Sure.
And it's just how it is, you know? So this area, again, highlighting that thing, there's so many great people here. And this is even before all that, like when I was in grade school here, there was still all those type of people, these really great people. I mean, I have so many people in mind that I think about that have blessed me and have cared for me and all these things.
Right,
but
right.
Again, all those things now as an adult, we benefit those. We benefit those. Yeah.
I agree.
We get to enjoy those, you know, how do you say that? Like enjoy those things as citizens.
I don't know if I want amenities. I think.
Yeah. Enjoy those amenities. Enjoy what they do to put back into the community.
Yeah.
We just get to, our parks are awesome. You know, all the Walmarts in this area, I mean, you won't find a better looking Walmart than here.
That's funny.
You know, our sports complexes for our kids, right? Like if you're if you have a family and you put them in a soccer program or you put them in a sports program, dude, those fields that they go to are going to just be great. Now, some might say, oh, you know, the Rogers or Springdale or Fayetteville is not as good as the Bentonville one. Man, but if you're talking about comparing it to like the nation, dude, even all of them are still really, really good. You know what I'm saying? So again, overall, it is great. But what was I thinking? What's one of the most recent things or places that you like that's come to this area? We'll kind of close off with that.
Man, it's hard to say, man.
It could be a restaurant. It can be a restaurant. It can be a trail. It can be a business. I don't know.
All I know is that there's this one restaurant, and they've been here for a while already.
Oh, I'm curious. Okay.
But I think I mentioned to you before, but it's this little mom and pop shop that they have. And it's like a breakfast place in downtown Rogers. It's called Westerner's Grill.
Okay.
It may not be everyone's cup of tea per se, but I personally really do like going there. I feel like they give you a pretty good portion.
Okay.
And they've been here for, I don't even know how long, but many, many years. And so that's the kind of place that I like to frequent and have breakfast here.
Dude, that's a good spot. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like it there. I think it's good.
Legit, man. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
That's like a breakfast spot. It's not really new per se, but it's new to me because I found out about it, I think, call it late in 2024 or something like that.
Okay.
I'll go there with my fiance. I'll go there with my friends. I mean,
yeah.
I I don't know. I just think it's a nice place to have breakfast and hang out.
It's your traditional diner. Like, if you look up, if you look at photos of it, it has that traditional diner feel.
Yeah. And they've got Coke products, like, everywhere, though. Like, on the walls. Like, remember, old soda bottles.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a cool vibe, though. Like you said, it's a diner style. And I think it's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I do enjoy going there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, do you have somewhere that you like? I mean, I don't know if it's like, it doesn't have to be breakfast, right? But I don't know.
If
a restaurant or bar or whatever.
A place that I really enjoy, you know, that I really enjoy and that I do here in the area. I want to say, give me a second. I'm going to say Hugo's in Fayetteville, the burger spot.
I don't think I've been there.
What? Man, it's in a basement, but it's under a building, right? Like, you have to take some stairs down to go to it.
Okay.
And to me, I just love the feel when you go there. You know you're about to get some good food. So shout out to Hugo's in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A burger spot. No, we're talking about burgers real quick. It's like it's like a food truck in Fayetteville.
Okay.
It's called El Gym. I don't know if anyone's, I don't know if you've heard it before.
No, I have not heard that.
But it's like a food truck.
Okay.
And I haven't been there in a while, and I hope they're still there, but man, they make some good burgers there.
Oh, okay. I gotta look that up, man. You gotta send that out.
Yeah. Okay. I would recommend going. I don't imagine they've moved spots or whatever.
Okay.
But if they're around still,
they're
good. El Gym, yeah.
That's so funny.
It's funny because they serve these humongous burgers, man. Like, their portions are crazy and they're just so good, man. So good.
For sure. Well, guys, you know, we want to wrap up here. You know, we really just want to introduce ourselves to you all, to everyone. You know, Enrique and I, this is just something that we're doing this together. And again, getting familiar with you, you know, with each other, familiar with our audience. And again, any feedback, you know, please send it over. Please follow us on Instagram. Like I said, NWA podcast.
Right.
Share with your family and friends. If you're really interested, again, if you're interested in like our mission and our journey and our goal, you know, share this with your family and friends and say, hey, this is something that's going to highlight again, the episodes coming soon are going to have guest speakers on there.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, I don't want to spoil it, but I would say, just like, we have a local business owner in Pea Ridge coming. We have a local organization owner and founder of Pedal It Forward coming over. Again, we have the mayor of Pea Ridge coming soon.
Yeah.
Who else? We got a principal coming over.
Yeah. We'll have some facilitators coming and talk about, you know,
so,
their experience with education here in the area. So there's a lot of stuff that we got going planned for the podcast.
And one last thing, you know, if anyone has someone they'd like to nominate or participate on this program, dude, I'm working on a Google spreadsheet or something like that.
Yeah.
So that way people can fill out and say, hey, I think this, and you know, again, it's just, we can meet and do all that. But anyways, again, but guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You know what? It was much love, you know, from us to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. So y'all take care. Wait. For, like I said, follow us.
Yep.
Share.
Make sure you follow us. Share. If you spent the full hour or so with us, thank you for your time. You know, time is really valuable.
Correct.
So we do appreciate it, and we look forward to you guys tuning in next time. Thanks.
Man. All right. Goodbye, guys. Take care.